Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Eric Name, a Milwaukee basketball writer for The Athletic, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Eric, that is one hell of a way to snap a losing streak last night, man. They put a beat down on Miami.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they do. They lose one game, and then the next game they get mad and say, okay, we're not going to lose two straight, and just take it to a team. And they swung it in the second quarter with a 39-22 second quarter. But, yeah, it wasn't looking great at first. Miami's a team that they've struggled against in the past, and they cleaned it up real quick in the second quarter and just took care of business last night.
So that was Eric Bledsoe we just heard from. We've talked about his contributions, but last night – it was interesting because it wasn't just, the starters. Everybody got involved last night. I mean, Tony Snell started out on fire last night. One turnover last night, that was it. The bench really accelerated. Everybody scored. Connington's getting into the game now, and he's back and putting up some points. So it seemed like last night it just was one of those nights where I don't think anybody was going to beat that Bucks team.
No. When they really get going and, you know, Bledsoe kind of turned it around for them in the end of the first quarter. He started making some defensive plays, and then the bench unit just kind of carried it. And that bench unit has been really strong for them this year, where they seem to almost every single time they're in just add to a lead, or if the starters start out slow, they find a way to kind of claw their way back into the game. They've done it defensively ever since George Hill got here about a month ago, and since that moment, they've just been this really strong defensive unit that doesn't let other bench units score. And then on the nights where they're hitting shots, it's just really tough to beat the Bucks, because not only do you have to deal with the starting lineup that's one of the best in the entire league, you have to deal with a bench unit that's quietly kind of transformed themselves into one of the very best in the league.
11 points, 4 assists, 8 rebounds last night, one of them being offensive, only one turnover to go along with it. But Chris Middleton last night, still from the floor, 4 of 11, the lowest shooting percentage out of the guys that were on the floor last night. Is he still just not feeling it yet?
I don't know if it's still a slump. I think he's kind of through it. You look at him from the three-point line last night, 2 for 3, and 2 of them came on pull-up threes came on pull-up threes, and that's just a look that, you know, at the start of the year he was shooting a lot of, and then he had that big December slump, and then it was a little bit of a concern there, and now he's kind of back to shooting those again, and maybe he's not quite shooting as much of those, but, you know, I think he's largely fought through that slump and found a way to get himself back in a spot where he's feeling really comfortable, and this team is feeling really comfortable, and I think overall they're fighting through a larger team slump, but I think he's finding a way here that he's kind of found his way through, and he's back to contributing in the way that they want him to.
Now, I know they took the loss last Friday night, and that was a tough one against Washington to swallow, but overall we thought, okay, this stretch where they're going to end up playing, what was it? I think it was 21 out of 31 or something like that was on the road, and then they had this long stretch where they were going to be really kind of facing some tough teams. They've started out pretty well. I mean, you can't complain about the results for what they've had, even with that one kind of bump in the road against Washington, because they haven't lost one since we started talking about it.
Yeah, they've been really strong, and you know, when you're looking at this road stretch, there's kind of this idea that, you know, in the NBA, anything can happen on the road. You don't play quite as well. You know, you're not going to be quite as good. And the Bucks had a home-heavy schedule to start. So, you know, I think there's a lot of people out there that were questioning and wondering, okay, can this team really be that good? Are they really as good as they showed at the start of the year? Let's see them go out on the road and prove it. And, you know, they largely have. And it's kind of strange thinking about that road trip and hearing Malcolm Brogdon talk about him yesterday before their game here in Milwaukee. But, you know, he said they came back from that road trip disappointed with a 2-1 record. And they're at a spot now where their expectation is to be undefeated on the road. And I think everyone, all the assembled media kind of looked at them and raised their eyebrows and said, just wait, undefeated on the road? Like, what? That's what you expect? And he said, yeah, that's where we are. Like, that's how good we think we are as a team, that, you know, when we go on the road, we should be perfect. Like, there's not a game we go into thinking, you know, this is too difficult of a road trip or too good of a team or too tough of a place to play. Like, those aren't things that, you know, we think. We think we're going to win every game, and we expect that out of ourselves. And, you know, that game against the Wizards, they don't have Giannis, and they're still in the game. And the Wizards had a really hot shooting night, and somehow they're still in it at the end without Giannis. And, you know, it just kind of speaks to the insane transformation this team has kind of had over the last year that, you know, they're not really an excuse-giving team. They're not going to say, well, you know, we didn't have Giannis, and, you know, we had just come off this big win against Houston, and, you know, well, you know, it's okay to drop them. That's not how they feel, ever. They just don't think they should ever lose. And, you know, and sometimes if you have certain guys on the team that feel that way, that could rub other guys the wrong way. But this is a team of like-minded guys that all kind of believes in this team and believes what they're doing and believes that they should win every single game that they're in. And that's kind of what's pushed them to this 31-12 record.
Real quick before I let you go, and by the way, we're talking with Eric Name, Milwaukee basketball insider for The Athletic. The move of the year thus far has to be the acquisition of Brook Lopez, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mentioned during the summer when they first signed him that, you know, this might end up being the sign of the year just because they got him for so cheap. And even someone as optimistic as I was is surprised, is shocked that it's worked out quite this well, because I know it's impossible to imagine someone making a bigger impact as a center with this roster than Brook Lopez. Just his shooting has converted another spot in the roster in the starting lineup to a spot that you have to cover, a spot that makes it more difficult to cover Giannis. And, you know, with all the threes he's shooting, he's more efficient in that spot than just about any other center in the league. Like, if I imagine the best case scenario for Brook Lopez, this is above and beyond that. It is just unbelievable how well he has played this season, and paying him a little over $3 million this year. So I can't imagine a signing that's going to get you more bang for your buck than Brook Lopez.
Always great to talk, my friend. We will chat again next week, okay?
I look forward to it.
Thanks, Eric. Talk to you soon. Eric Name, Milwaukee basketball insider for The Athletic, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.